you just soak into the presence.
Your name stands above all.
We have just a few minutes to worship God, to reference His holy name.
Your name is
the
greatest.
Those people that understand the power in the name of Jesus. Let it rise from within you. Let it rise from within. Let it rise from within you. Let it rise from within. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise from within. Thank you, give Him all the praises. Exalt Him higher. Exalt Him higher. Exalt Him higher. Lift that name higher. Lift that name higher. Lift it higher. Lift the name higher. Above all thrones and dominions. Above all. As many that can pray in the Holy Ghost in the next 1 minute, can you just saturate the atmosphere? Epom bika pai, ratete de de pai ko filika, mbi kum bika de de tombi, I ko sata de de pai, ratete de 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 de, epepika, rumini kai, I ko, I ko, I ko, eshamana na te li da 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 da, I ratete de 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 de, epepiki, piki piki pinda na na te, oh, ba waka de de de, ba waka de de de, era da 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 da. Ashaga da da da, Ekwakiba, I call, I am I, come on, da 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 da, MBBBB, MBBBBK, Papai, 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 Epina Kwasa da da da, Rata da 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 da, I call Parate Katosa, don't drop it, don't drop it, Ekwabida da da da, Rata da Tombi, Patuamba Makaita, Ekwabida, Rata da da Petumbe da da da. I go shut up and die, compile up. Irotombe na 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 te. I tap at the time. Epetombe na na kai raba da ba dasa. Irota da ba da ba ba. I am ba 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 ba. Rata da da ba da ba ba da. Eshati ka. Papa timba. Irunda. Kapa da ba da ba da ba kai. Eshada da da kota. Oh shatata. Aya. Thank you, Jesus. Olua, Olua, eto biloba o. Yemanaka, Olua, Olua, eto biloba o. Come on. Thank you. For your presence. Thank you, Father, for you are ready for us. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to your name. Thank you for healings. Thank you for healings. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the living soul in the house shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Please let's sit down. Let's sit down briefly. Cover the door, see by another guy. Glory to Jesus. I want to appreciate our pastor, another pastorate, for this rare opportunity, and also appreciate the youth leader for giving me this opportunity to preach on a youth service like this. The topic given to me is titled Called to Build. Called to Build. Underneath we have Becoming a Responsible Builder. Called to build. Called to build. Called to build. We'll be moving a bit fast, please. I would want to have our attention because of our time. Called to build. Called to build. Two major words jumped at us. There is called and build. Called and build. Call and build. Quickly, let me look at the definition of a call. The call is a divine assignment or task that must be carried out in line with the growth and development of the kingdom of God on earth. It's a divine assignment or task that must be carried out in line with the growth and development of the kingdom of God on earth. Jeremiah 1 verse 5, Galatians 1 verse 15. I'm going to read quickly Galatians 1 verse 15. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Galatians 1 verse 16 says, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace." And called me by his grace. So right from his mother's womb, he has been called. Simply to say that right from our mother's womb, we have been called. We have been called. Before we are being formed, we have been called. In Jeremiah 1 verse 5, he says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation." Some will be saying that, "Me, I'm not a prophet at all." Right, in the scripture, we understand that we have five gifts of Christ. We call it five foundational gifts, ministerial gifts. The apostles, some were given prophets, some evangelists, pastors, and teachers. You can see that in Ephesians 4, 11 to 12. For the perfecting of the saints and for the ministry and for the edification of the body. For the edification of the body. However, those are the five foundational gifts. Not everybody is going to become a pastor. Not everybody is going to become an apostle. Not everybody is going to become an evangelist, in quote, as an office. Right? Not everybody is going to become a teacher that you stand on the pulpit. At least there should be someone that you are going to preach to. So that simply means that other calls in the body of Christ, everybody is called. We've established the fact that you are being called even before you are being formed. God has ordained you. God has called you. Now, he has called you into different spheres. One thing for the edification of the church, for the edification of the church, and for the glorification of the body. So you may not necessarily be a pastor that stands on the pulpit. You can be called into helping ministries. You can be called into funding the kingdom. You can be called into being a captain of industries. Right? So in every sphere of life, we all have a call. Can you tell someone you have a call? Can you say it boldly to the person? You have a call. So nobody is exempted. Now, what comes to our mind is when they say call, you just feel like, okay, I'm a pastor. I don't want to receive a call and become a pastor. I don't want to receive a call and become an apostle. It goes beyond that. It goes beyond that. Immediately you are being inducted into Christ, you have a call on your head. You have a function in the kingdom. There is a ministry given unto you. And as such that if you are in the career space, and all, there is a call. So you walk with an understanding that there is a call on my head. There is a call on me. There is a life I carry. There is a call that I'm meant to fulfill. There is a function I've been called into. Scripture made us to understand in John 1 verse 4 to 5. It says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Now, this life that we've received, which is Jesus' life, thank God, the scripture didn't say that, okay, I gave you church life alone. I gave you work life alone. Is that what the scripture says? It says he has given you life. This life is called the Zoe life. Exactly the life of God. That simply means you have the life of God in you. Which simply means that it cuts across every sphere of your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every sphere of influence, every area of your life, The life of God has been given unto you. The life of God has been given unto you. And he says, this light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. That so as such, even though I'm in the corporate space, there is still this life of God inside me. It's not meant to just be showing in church when I'm just praying in tongues alone. No. Yes, I can pray in tongues. I pray in tongues. But the life is being expressed and exhibited there in the corporate space, there in the house, there in home, there in all gatherings. This is the life of God. This is the life. This is the life of God. Praise the Lord. Scripture says in John 10 verse 10b, he says, I have come that ye might have life and have it what? More abundantly. And have it more abundantly. That ye might have life and have it more abundantly. There's an understanding here that you know that the life you carry now after you're giving your life to Christ is the life of God himself. There should be this kind of self-reflection that yet I know who I am in Christ Jesus, because the life of God that is in me is the life of dominion, is the light itself. Darkness, anything that looks like darkness cannot comprehend it. Cannot. Scripture says, Jesus Christ said in the word, he says, I am the light of the world. And he moved on and he said that ye are the light of the world. He also described us as the salt of the world. That is, wherever you are to add salt. Wherever you are to give meaning. What does salt does? It makes something what? Yes. Salt also preserves. I am the light. I am the salt of the world. So where I deal with the cosmos, where I deal with the world, I understand my jurisdiction. I understand what I'm doing. I understand who I am in Christ Jesus. I understand the call. I understand the life that I've received. This is the life of God. So something will be troubling your mind. Something will be troubling you because you now bear the DNA of God. Though you came from somewhere, you came from probably Ekiti, you came from probably Ibadan, you came from anywhere, but you know that your origination is from where? From heaven. From heaven. From heaven. Remember the topic, called to build. Called to build. This is, with this understanding, this is a restructuring of your mindset. This is a restructuring of your mindset. That if you have underrated yourself, you are undervaluing the life of God. I mean, the exact life that God carries. The exact life that God carries. The life of God. The life of God. The life of God. But however, in the world of today, we see that most people that dominate the world, in quote and unquote, are not Christians. Because the truth is, they've limited the life of God. Yes. They've limited the life of God. They have not come to the self-realization of who they are in Christ Jesus. And having the full understanding of the life that is resident inside us. And such we live life as it comes. When the scripture says that this world that we live in is framed by the word of God. The world we live in is framed by the word of God. The world we live in is framed by the word of God. The life of God is not just a spiritual life. It's not just a spiritual life. Everything, it encompasses everything. This is the life, your breath, your everything. You are breathing the life of God. You move, you walk. Know that the work you are doing is exhibiting and expressing the life of God. That your daily life is showing forth the life of God. Now, what you do on a daily basis is just what we call the expression of the life of God. What you do on a daily basis is just what we call the expression of the life of God. Praise the Lord. Can somebody recall to ourselves and say, I have the life of God inside me. Some people are not yet sure. I have the life of God inside me. I have the life of God inside me. Yes. So I provide light. I'm not comfortable with darkness. Things going not. Things just looking at norms. I'm not comfortable of not making impacts. The life inside me is not a dormant life. It's not. I'm not comfortable with it. Quickly, let's go to what is required to build. Now, we understand that everybody has been called. And we are called to what? To build. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We are called to build. But the first thing is that you need to understand where you are coming from. Your origination. What to carry inside you. If you don't know, there's nothing to build. There's nothing to build. What is required to build? Becoming a responsible builder. What is required to build? I'm going to list 5 points briefly and I'll be very fast. Number one thing that is most required is God. Scripture says in Genesis 1, verse 1a, it says, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, what? God must be in the beginning if you want it to be the ending. It starts. If you want him to be the Omega, he must be the Alpha. You didn't introduce him in as the Alpha. You want him to be the Omega. He will not. He must be the first. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Can you say to someone, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. That must be what must resonate with us. God must be in the beginning of all things. Knowing that you can't make any decision without him. Knowing that your whole life, your essence, the life you carried now, that you claim that is your life, is the life of God itself. That is why it must be in the beginning, him. You want to build. You want to make impact. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. John 3 verse 27 says, John the Baptist, when he came to ask him, he says, John answered and said, a man cannot receive nothing except it's been given him from heaven. No, there's this part of the scripture I was studying and something just jumped at me. When Nicodemus came to meet Jesus and was asking Jesus, and Jesus answered and told him that you have to be born again. Nicodemus was confused. Do I need to enter into my wondrous womb again? Jesus went further and says that you have to be born of the spirit and of water before you can enter into the kingdom. He was more confused. Jesus now said something. He says, if you cannot understand the earthly things, how much more you understanding the heavenly things? Now, that simply means, what John that means is that Jesus understands fully the earthly things and understand that there is heavenly things. Meaning that earthly things on how the world is governed, Jesus, God, can teach you and mentor you. And also teach you on how heavenly things are governed. That is why in the beginning it must be him. It must be him. It must be him in the beginning. It must be him in the beginning. Remember, you carry the light of God inside you. And there's a responsibility on us. That's what scripture says in Isaiah 60. It says, arise and shine. For your what? For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is written upon you. There's need to arise. There's need to jump up. There's need to dust your chest. Throw away the chest. Throw away things that makes you just comfortable. And take on understanding that the life of God is resident inside you. Remember, what is required is what? In the beginning is who? God. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Number two, transformed mind. Transformed mind. Transformed mind. This is very, very important. Many Christians have given their lives to Christ, but many Christians have believed so many lies. Who told you because you are a female, you can't become the first? Who told you? Who gave you that story? From where? Where you carry the life of God inside you? Who told you because you failed yesterday, you can't pass today? Where did you get it from? Who told you time has gone? Are you the one that is setting the time? What have you believed that has formed and shaped your life? What have you believed? What have you held on to? That though you pray, but your belief is sending you back. Though you ask God, but when he checks your heart, you are still at one. And you are asking for 10. Transform mind. Scripture says, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That is what Christ is saying. Though I've renewed you, but you need to also transform your mind. You need to stay with the word. You need to see what I've discussed with you. You need to see what I've promised you. Though God promised you, do you believe it? Do you know, God promised Abraham. God had to tell Abraham to come out. At a point again, God had to bring Abraham out to see the stars and number them. He needs to understand. Do you think you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you, Abraham? You thought it's just about giving birth. I'm giving you nations. I'm giving you the world. God had to give him a pictorial evidence. And when Abraham sees that, he understands what it's saying. And that's why you can be called the sons and daughters of Abraham. Covenanted with him. Covenanted with him. Transformed life. What's the first point? Can we echo that? What's the second one? Transformed mind. Transformed mind. Transformed mind. I wrote something here. Have your mind taking you to your destination? Those things that God has told you as you are seated in your private space. Have you taken yourself to the place? Have you conceived it? Have you received it? Are you living in it already? They told you, God told you, but yet you are still telling yourself something else. They called it month of open doors, but everything that your mind is saying is negating it. Transformed mind. Transformed mind. I'm seeing that my time is up, so let's rush very fast. Praise the Lord. Now, after your mind has been transformed, number three is clear vision. Clear vision. Remember, you started with God. You partner with God to transform your mind so you can think as God is thinking. When God draws it, you catch it. You are not ruminating. When he draws those things, your faith catches it. Your faith grabs it. You are not dilly-dallying. There's a clear vision afterwards. There's a clear vision. Habakkuk 2, verse 2 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that ye may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely what? Come. That vision that you've written, it will surely come. Hold on to it. It will. The vision. Those things that God has promised you. Those things, that's how we build. That is how we build. There's a vision. There's a vision that you've gotten. There's something that God has dropped in your heart. There's something you are working with. There's a vision you are looking at. And you build. What follows after you have a clear vision is what? A burning passion. So many people have vision, but there's no zeal to actualize the vision. A burning passion. A burning passion. A burning passion. Passion brings about focus. See, passion brings about focus. You will notice some people, they are not concerned about all distractions. They are just focused because they know that they are going somewhere. There is a destination. Makes you daring. Passion makes you daring. A burning passion makes you daring. Because there's something you are working with. What? The promises of God. It makes you daring. Full of faith and possibilities. Do you know the things that Caleb and Joshua saw? How can they speak the way they spoke? Now, because of your burning passion, you pursue acquisition of skills, acquisition of knowledge, gathering and consuming resources, building relationship, setting structures. Those are the things that passion will bring about for you. Look at it. Burning passion. What are those things that is needed for me to get to this place? How am I going to get there? There is a motive that is driving you. Remember that there is a light. Remember there is a life. Remember there is a call unto you. Now the last thing. Sorry, I'm rushing. Just time. This, the last one, is so important. And very, very important. And the last one I'm going to say is persistent. So many people tried. You tried. It didn't work. And you left it. You try it all over again. It has to work. Because there's no impossibility in the life that has been given unto you. You are just, because you tried to work and it didn't work, you left it. You left it. Be persistent in prayer. You reject your prayer life again. You own it. Don't give up. That's the point. I think I put it on my social media, on my WhatsApp page status. Don't give up. Give all. Don't give up. Give all. There was a point in my life, I was just so tired. And what came to me is that you can never be defeated except you accept defeat. The day you accept defeat is when you are defeated. Being first is not just the goal, it's to get the destination. Being first is not just the goal. Is to get to the destination. Oh, glory to Jesus. You did it well. We clapped for you yesterday. But is that the destination? No. This is how people build. This is how giants build. There's a focus. There's a passion. What's the first point? God. What's the second point? Transform my. What's the third one? What's the fourth one? Burning passion. And what's the last one? Can we rise up? Can we rise up? Can we rise up? Can we rise up? Now, we are going to just take the point and pray. In any of your life, that you've not put God first. Today you are going to put Him first. Lord, I put you first. I'm sorry, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I didn't put you first. Lord, I put you first in this area of my life. God, I put you first. I put you first. I've been doing it all by myself. I've been doing it all by myself. Lord, I put you first. I put you first. I put you first. Take charge. Take all. Take charge. Take all. Don't leave anything behind. Take charge. Take all. God respects boundaries. Oh, He respects boundaries a lot. He respects boundaries a lot. he respects it. What you don't commit it to his hands, he may not take it. Oh, I put you first. Can you pray every lie I've believed against your word for me? Take it away. Every lie I've believed against your word for me. Take it away, take it away, take it away. Transform my mind. Let me pick at your peak. Let me pick at your peak. Let me pick at your peak. Ha, sapato sigada die. Jesus, let me pick at your peak. Transform my mind. Can you pray? Give me clear vision. Give me clear vision. I don't want to be confused. Give me clear vision. Give me clear vision. Oh, give me clear vision. Give me clear vision. The last prayer. Father, answer me early before it's too late. Answer me early. Answer me early before it's too late. Answer me early before it's too late. Before I get so tired. Before I get so wearied. Answer me early. Answer me early. I'm persistent, so I'm holding on. I'm holding on. I'm holding on. But answer me early. Answer me early. Before it's too late. Answer me early. Answer me early. Happy day, 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 shut up. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you have anyone that wants to give us his or her life to Christ? You want to build. You want to build. You want to build that purpose. You want to build that purpose. Can you signify by raising up your hands? Anyone that wants to give their life to Christ? Anyone? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. Lord, we ask, Father, that you help us to build. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father, to reign in arms of our fears of the world and shining your light. In the name of Jesus, Lord, build us up. Empower us in the name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' most exalted name, we pray. Praise the Lord.